This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Jim Clifton. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great.
And Jim is the CEO and chairman of the famous Gallup. We are going to learn all sorts of stuff in terms of, one, you're going to find out the secret, the one secret of what makes a company great that may not have been heard before based on 70 million interviews. And we're also going to find out what's really happening in today's world, because Gallup is obviously the leader of information. And Jim has only been CEO for 32 years, so he has some idea of what he's doing here. Tell me about the company Gallup, what it is really, from your perspective.
Well, it's been quite an honor for me, Robert, to follow in the footsteps of Dr. George Gallup. He was really a famous American, you know, makes that list of 100 most influential Americans ever, the one with George Washington and Abe Lincoln and Martin Luther King and those types. But he is the original pioneer of polling. There was polling going clear back to Roman days of some kind, where they put kind of like focus groups and the people together, all of that. But he had an enormous curiosity. We go back, and he was on shows like Edward R. Murrow, and I didn't really know him. I feel like I know him because I knew his sons. I was only with him in meaningful times, only three times. But he had a real curiosity about people. And so, you know, there's traditional economics. We know a lot about you and me by everything we bought during our lives. When we were born, when we've been to the doctor, economists write all that stuff down. It's in big data pools and in infinite combinations. They tell us about the transactions of life. What nobody has done, and it began with Dr. Gallup, is they stop and say, we know what you bought, and we know how many times you went to the dentist, but nobody asks you, how's your life going?
Mm.
And that's just so interesting to me, to mathematically describe how the lives are going of everybody in the world. And he was, Dr. Gallup was a psychologist by training. I think people think that he was a sociologist or some kind of a thing like that. But he was an okay entrepreneur, but he must have been driven out of his mind with curiosity, because he always wondered what people were thinking and about how they had lives of, I don't really like the word happiness, but I'm going to use it because it's kind of a crude term, but how can you have a life that is meaningful and is as happy as you possibly can? He had a quote where he said, remember, this would be 50 years ago, but he said, there are 5 billion ways to lead a life, and we ought to study every one of them.
Hmm. Interesting.
But so with that, so he was from the University of Iowa. I'll try to make this short, but when he was in college, Joe Pulitzer was down at the paper in St. Louis, and he thought, he was really concerned because they spent all this time doing these great articles, but every time he was on the train or somewhere, all the citizens in St. Louis were only reading the baseball scores and the funny pages. So he thought to himself, I'm wasting all my time doing these great stories. I want to see what they read. Now, I think you'll get this, but there wasn't a concept just that short time ago, let's say it was maybe 80 years, to do a survey. So he said, interview everybody in St. Louis. I want to do once and for all what kind of information goes into their heads. And so George, it was almost like a Tassler in Iowa, you know, Corn Tassler, but could he have crews? So he was part of a crew and went around, and he interviewed kind of everybody in St. Louis for Joe Pulitzer. So he gets back to the University of Iowa, and he goes over to the ag department, University of Iowa, University of Nebraska. That was like Harvard and Stanford for ag back then. But he went over there and said to him, don't you guys have a way of sampling dirt in big fields? And they went, yeah. Well, couldn't you sample people like you do dirt?
What a concept.
and they said, I don't see why not. And so that was really a big moment in the history of polling. So he was doing that. He'd do polls of his of the student body at the University of Iowa. He gets a call, and it's that German CEO of Young and Rubicam. It was either Young or Rubicam. I don't know which one. They said, "Can you do that for customers? Could you do those polls of customers?" I suppose. So they said, "Will you move to New York and come to work for Young and Rubicam and put all of your sciences into customers?" And he said, "Sure." So he went and did that. He was the very first market research person ever. That was market researcher 00001 was him. When I was about 24, another guy and I started a market research company in Lincoln, Nebraska. And he and I got really good at interviewing cattle ranchers and cattle feeders about what they fed them and when they put their calves to market, when they feed them out, and then with hogs, should they be on dirt or cement and all that kind of thing. And then seed corn farmers. So we got really good at that. But that's when I learned about this guy named George Gallup. I feel like I'm talking too much right now, but so he, Robert, became my Gandhi. And I always dreamed of meeting him and all that.
What did he teach you about leadership?
Well, I don't think he was an expert on leadership as much as he was a prophet on leadership. And, you know, where it really started was that he said that leadership gets in trouble when they second guess what's on the minds of their constituencies. And he said, you got to have your premises right. Or when you're wrong about what they're thinking, the more you lead, the more mistakes you make and the worse you make your government or the worse you make your city or your state or your country. And he would say, when we were going into World War II, he did a poll and 80% of America, 80 plus, said we don't want to go to war. So if he would have just listened to the Gallup poll, we wouldn't have gone in and helped end that thing for.
I got to interrupt you and ask you a question. Today, there's social media. People find out what everyone wants. What's the relationship between that and Gallup? Do people still need Gallup polls? I know that a lot of your business is B2B as well.
Yeah. Well, the problem with social media and everything else is that it's not representative of. If you said, what's Nebraska thinking or what's New York thinking or whatever, when you scrape that data, is all you have is a sample of the population that's on that particular site. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So you just can't.
And then you get one voice shouts out for everyone. And yeah. How many people do you need to make data legitimate in a research project? You'd know more than anyone.
1,000.
You need 1,000. Okay.
But I want to tell you something that'll be boring to your reader, just so you know. The trick is in cooperation rates. So if you said which poll is more accurate, 1,000 in the United States doing the best work you can, or 1,000 in Kenya? The answer is 1,000 in Kenya. It's just deadly accurate because we have interviewers that go out and nobody refuses the interview. So you have, like, no non-response. There was a presidential election between Raila Odinga and Kibaki, and it was real controversial and everything. We hit that thing twice where we missed it by 0.2% because everybody cooperates. And if somebody's not there, they'll go, well, Robert went down to get a chicken, come on. But in the United States, our hang-up rates are getting to be up around 90%, which makes it really hard to mathematically correct the statistic. But my answer is 1,000.
Okay, we're about to take a break in 1 minute, but just one quick sentence. You wrote this book, was a huge bestseller, and it just tells the secret of business. You only have 1 minute to tell it. Should I tell the name of the book?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the manager. That sort of gives it away. But just explain now about 45 seconds the core concept there.
What people want are high-performance teams so they can get organic growth and build out with clients. You can only get it from high-performing teams, and you can only get high-performing teams by having a great manager.
There you have it. We are right now with Jim Clifton, the chairman CEO of Gallup, and when we come back, we've heard already about the brilliance of Dr. Gallup as one of the 100 true most influential people in the history, but we're going to find out two things, and Gallup does all the polls. One, about persistent racism, and two, about the global economy and coronavirus. And we're going to hear real solutions of what's happening in those two. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese. Join me weekday afternoons at 5 p.m. for the best of the CEO Forum on 1540 a.m. WADK.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are with Jim Clifton, who's the chairman and CEO of Gallup. So let's talk first about racism. You do all the polls. You know at the heartbeat what's happening. We know right now there's challenges throughout America. America's torn. And you somehow have the voice of the 40 million blacks in America.
Well, I want to be real careful here, Robert. I've been chairman of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund for 15 years, worked real hard, doing my best there, but I am so far from being an expert on race. I mean, I'm truly a neophyte. But one thing we find over and over again, if you want a really big, the great American dream remains having a job that you love, that makes you feel important and make you feel like life is worth living. The single most predictive thing is your job. And so if you said, how do I fix anybody? White people at Stanford or poor Mexicans in Mexico City or whatever. If you want a miracle fix, if a genie appeared and said, fix that little guy right there, you get him a job where it makes them feel like they are really important, value, and gives them dignity. As you go through the data of blacks in America, the really big, God, I was going through it more this morning. It's really depressing, but we haven't figured out how to get blacks into the channel of business and entrepreneurship, and I'm just going to say corporate leadership. We have failed at those channels, and I think they're very, 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 very fixable. And because we are here at Gallup are so sure of that one crucial, critical fix, that's the one that I know a lot about that one. But as far as the institutions of racism that people talk about and I read a lot about
it. What is the fix? The fix is getting people so they could work and have pride. That's the core, right?
The core is getting kids that are coming out of high school, getting them thinking about business. And I know there's a lot of other jobs in there, but that's not everything. But boy, that's the big one. And to get them on equal footing with other kids of different colors and persuasions and everything else, it will, I think, fix it. I mean, there's a lot of other things. But let me say it this way. In the absence of that, you'll never fix it. That's what I mean to say.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So let's shift over now. We are, in case no one knew, we're in a pandemic globally. And it's the first time in ages everyone in the world has the same objective, which is to be healthy and to have loved ones healthy and the world healthy. But there's also another pandemic, which is economic. What are the keys to reviving the U.S. and global economy during this coronavirus economic crash? You're in a unique position. You're gathering information all the time.
I don't know why people don't talk about this, but global GDP has been decelerating for 20 years now, and it's growing. So this is before COVID. So it was supposed to be growing at about 6.5. So remember, the Economist magazine does a survey of economists. Then it went to 6, and it went to 5.5, then to 5. And even before COVID, they were clear down to 3. So you say, well, that seems pretty low. No, no, no. The problem is the slope. It's going straight to zero. It's worse than that because I just learned this recently, so I know you guys already know this, but economists have a word called productivity that means something different to them than it does to me. Productivity to me means that I'm working faster than Bill, making more stuff than Bill. To them, productivity means GDP per capita. That's just, I mean, that is just going down like a ski slope. Translated,
so what's the solution?
But translated, it means that the whole world is slowing in stuff we make and sell each other. Free enterprise is in deceleration. It's increasing at a decreasing rate, and boy, it's getting close to zero. And that's when the whole place. That's when you have an environment where you can get a lot of fires or a lot of hurricanes or whatever metaphor you want to talk about. And it's especially true in America. America's been decelerating for 30 years. I'll make one point because of all the polls we do on presidents here. It doesn't have the relationship to who's president that you think it would either. It's just coming down. If you do a little linear regression, it's just coming straight down. Mm. But if you said, how do you turn this around, I would tell every board of directors, when the CEO brings in his plan that's 100% acquisition, tell him, I want to see one right next to that for organic growth because I care about our country.
Wow. I know you've been a CEO for 32 years. What do you advise CEOs on how to succeed, especially in an economy like this?
One thing is they've got too much emphasis on innovation. I'm the only person in the world that can say that. I sell innovation here and all that kind of stuff. They need more in-house entrepreneurs. Innovation by itself has no value until a customer is standing next to it. So if you have 100 pounds of innovation, you need 200 pounds of rainmakers standing next to people that can go convert it to a customer. If they would just remind themselves, I wish every CEO had a calendar in their office that for each month that would just remind them of that. Innovation has no value until the customer is standing next to it. And I think that would change America's outcomes. But the same thing is true in COVID. Nearly every company has got to start over. They got to begin again, but the question is, you're going to begin again weaker or stronger? And if you want to oversimplify, Gallup has been 20% video and 80% we get on planes with Hartman cases and stay in Marriott's and all that kind of stuff. That's going to flip. Now it's going to be 80-20 the other way, I think for a decade. But you got to sit down and make a plan. But the idea has got to be growth. And something else America's got to do is we've got to consider exports. You know, there's only 330 million of us, or about $22 trillion of stuff we make and sell each other. But we've got to export or we can't. You know, we're almost 25% of the 85 trillion of GDP in the world. So we punch way above our weight class. It's why we're leader of the free world. We can't maintain that and grow and be a leader of the free world unless we export more. So I would say have every company's got to have a real entrepreneur organic growth program for exports too.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Jim Clifton, and here are two things, CEOs. First, tactical. It's about the manager. Get the manager. It's the manager. Secondly, is strategic. Focus on organic growth, not just acquisitions. There you have it. Speak with you next week.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Troy Dayon. How are you, Troy?
Very well, Robert. Thanks.
And Troy is the president of Stanley Healthcare, as well as Stanley Access Technologies. And, you know, this is part of the great Stanley Company founded in 1843. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Access Technology, which is actually the largest automatic door producer in the entire world, which is nice in days like today when people don't want to actually touch the door and they're concerned about that. But then we're going to talk a lot more about what you're doing in the healthcare space. But let's start here. It's like January 1st, you become president, you're ready to run the whole thing. 3 months later, you find yourself in a pandemic. What was that like, running an organization?
Well, I remember the day, it was March 11th, and I was at our Connecticut facility just leaving, and that's when everything in New England began to close down. And we had some indications ahead of that. And in that moment, it's first and foremost, where is everybody? Where is everybody that's part of the organization, the team, information we need to get out to them? So that was first and foremost what we spent the majority of time on in that right after 3 months, that period of time, communicating, educating, understanding what's happening state to state in the United States, different countries, different provinces outside the U.S.
Anything you learned from that experience? You know, this is your first time there.
The excellent team we have in place and the leadership we had to be able to send communications, get immediate feedback, and make sure we knew that we were sending the right message out so that people knew the information that they need to have to be able to, one, continue performing essential services, which we were classified as in both businesses, and making sure that they could keep themselves safe both outside of the home and in the home.
Yeah, and in speaking with Jim, your CEO, I know that culture and innovation are at the heart of everything. And in fact, you even have someone in your company, Bill, whose title is the Culture Vulture, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And that becomes essential when you're in crisis, what the culture's like. Were there any specifics of your culture that really helped you get through this and align everyone quickly?
Well, the openness in terms of communication, the acceptance of the information coming out, and the feedback and that loop and how quickly that could happen was critical. And I think that's a major element of the culture that we have. Knowing that we were first and foremost thinking of all of our individuals on our team and addressing situations that they would have that would be different from state to state, site to site, and how best we could help them in this moment.
So then let's talk about your business, because your business, it's different than any business I know in the entire world in that you are really focused on helping the caregivers. So you are the resources that get them the vital information, the technology, so they could perform. What happened from a business standpoint then?
Back to your point on culture, that was an obvious approach. Empowering caregivers had everybody focused to have that same question come to mind. What can we do right now? What do we know that's needed that we can do with the solutions that we have? And the team rallied within a week to 2 weeks, had products, solutions that would fit the current environment at the time. This was mid-March, end of March, and the needs for places that were creating pop-up hospitals, bringing ventilators in, other essential equipment from different locations, and having to track those, understand where they were, which ones were disinfected, which ones weren't, if there were a triage efforts with patients outside of the normal hospital facility, how would they manage those? And those were really well received, and it was a very quick turn by the group to make something that was traditionally built on a certain infrastructure in a facility being a mobile approach and being able to quickly install and get in place.
Yeah, and I have to commend you on that. You probably don't know, I'm a board member, a director of Griffin Hospital, which is very close actually to Stanley's headquarters. And with all the tents up and everything there, I know that the work you were doing was really significant. You know, how do you galvanize everyone so everyone just changes? Because now your work before was, well, it was really important. You're helping caregivers, but now it's a matter of life and death.
It was that immediate recognition that there is a crisis occurring. We have the solutions that would help caregivers in that moment do what they need to do, be able to focus on what they had to manage for incoming patients and assess the situation. And it was a testament to the team that they didn't have to pull procedures and protocols. They knew from a culture perspective, we need to go do this. Great leaders in place to help rally individuals to then get the right products in place, the right promotion of it so that people knew it existed and get it into play in the marketplace.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Troy Dayon, who is the president of Stanley Healthcare. So now let's talk about, you very quickly pulled together a suite of COVID solutions so you could help all the caregivers. Talk specifically, how did you develop those so quickly? Did you involve outside healthcare workers? Was it just yourself, your team? And then what actually did you come up with? And then we'll talk about how that's helping and what impact that's having.
Sure. We first looked to say the solution that we have, we know, are very strong in asset management. And from what people recognize in news articles and in the promotion, ventilator quantities and the availability of ventilators was one of the massive needs in this time of crisis, along with other items such as infusion pumps and other kinds of key critical medical equipment. And we knew we could allow facilities to know what they had, when they had it, and where it was in their facility. So we knew it was one of the heart and soul of what we had for our solutions. And our teams rallied between the R&D group, marketing, sales, field operations, all pulled together to say, we know we have a solution such as that. How best can we get it in place? What can we do knowing that there are restrictions on where we can go now in the healthcare?
So tell me a story. What's an example of how you did this real life?
So an example would be Hospital New York ends up having contact with one of our key territory managers and indicates that their focus right now is building these pop-up tent hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
We have a conversation very quickly about how can we help? What things are they going to have to manage? And knowing that they would have patients coming in that would not be in the facility and may have to have nurse call systems in place, emergency call systems in place, we're able to generate a solution that was able to go mobile and be in those facilities versus in a typical hospital setting or senior living setting. We also asked them about the needs for ventilators. How were those coming in? Could we help preload ventilators with asset tags so that they knew when things came in, they had them, they would be ready for use. And as they were in use, they would be ready for the next patient after being disinfected and turned over.
That's something. So let me ask you, the concept of having Stanley as a corporate center with this great technology history, how does that play into this whole thing? Did you go back to the mothership and say, what could you help us with? We're trying to do this. Did you do it more on your own? What was that dynamic?
So in the moment, and it was probably a two-week time period on the end of March when the
I remember, gosh,
crisis was building up the most. It was in the moment, what can we do immediately right now? And we got that in motion very quickly. And now, since April has occurred and we're managing through those cases in the U.S., now the conversation is occurring in the broader Stanley Black & Decker group. What other things can we bring to bear? And one area that we're specifically having discussions across our businesses in our innovation centers in Stanley that look at where technology can be used in any aspect. We're looking to see other technology we can bring forth to the senior living community, knowing they were the hardest hit in terms of impact and just the horrific tragedy that we've had with senior facilities and the deaths that have been a result of COVID-19.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, I used to give my time to one of the senior centers, and I just keep praying every morning that the guys are still alive. We're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Troy about one specific thing that they're doing to help seniors in senior living to keep them safe. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Troy Dayon, who is the president of Stanley Healthcare. And we were talking about senior living and the horrific challenges they had. And you have this one technology called Wander Management, which I think is the coolest, because you're saving right now elderly people with Alzheimer's from just walking out. Just explain what that is and how is that working in today's society.
So Wander Management is a system that's set up where you would have a wearable as a bracelet and going in your normal course of activity through a facility, if you approach any type of exit, it would automatically lock. To not allow you.
So the actual door locks, and the cool thing is you are the leaders in automatic doors, so you have double of all the technology.
Correct.
The wearable and the door.
Correct. The entrances are typically are automated, but there are other exits in other facilities, in other parts of the facility, that come in you locked down as part of the wander management system. So that protects individuals from leaving the facility. It helps administration feel confident that individuals, residents have not left, and they can attend to the critical residents that they have as well.
And any other things on seniors you want to talk about? Because I want to talk about babies.
Well, right now, our consideration on seniors is we know that whether it's senior facility or even hospital setting, understanding who is coming in and when, as that is allowed, that is critical to all of these administrators, to all of
Absolutely.
The teams running these facilities, to know who is in their facility and where they're going and allowed to go. And I think that's going to continue over the course of time as people still need interaction as we get through this crisis. And we're working closer and closer with these facilities to provide them that visibility of who is in, where they're moving, whether it's a visitor or a resident or a patient or a supplier, and have that understanding so that they can best see, almost from a people visibility perspective, what's going on.
It's amazing. It's almost like you walked in to be president of this company, which is at the exact right time, at the right place at the right time to help the healthcare workers, to help security, to help all of the management in this horrific situation we're in.
Yes, we can't thank all of the healthcare professionals in every aspect of what they do. What they've gone through the past 3 months has just been just a tremendous amount of stress, and the professionalism and what they've done to be able to keep all of us healthy and safe as best as they can has been just a terrific effort for everyone.
Oh, I'm telling you, I've been speaking with New York City, where it's a hot spot, and the CEOs of hospitals, and they're close to in tears.
It's a stressful time, certainly.
Unbelievable. But now let's talk on the brighter side about babies. So, one thing we noticed in Connecticut, a lot of hospitals, people are trying to come up to have babies there. Maybe it's a little bit safe or something. But you have one of the most amazing technologies with babies. And I think now it's really important because it's not like people aren't going to have babies. And frankly, everyone being cooped up in isolation, we're probably going to have a lot more babies in 2021 is my guess. So talk about this thing Hugs You Have is really interesting and how that's playing out in this pandemic.
Yes, the brand that's probably familiar to most who've had a child and have been in maternity wards is the small identifier and anklet that infants wear, and it protects them to both from any type of event where someone would leave with a child from an abduction perspective, but also match with the mother. So we have Hugs and Kisses as that matching set. So it performs a key safety requirement and protection and gives a sense of confidence to those that are coming in to birthing units, especially during this time.
So Troy, as you look back, what are the biggest lessons you've learned in being president for half a year and going through a decades of work within half a year? What are the leadership lessons you've learned?
So three key things come to mind. First, talent is absolutely critical. The behaviors, the personalities, the intellect that you're able to bring into a team is critical for steady state activity and especially during crisis. A culture that helps connect that team together allows them to react, right? They react with the same type of thoughts and direction and can build upon each other to bring successful solutions into play, to be able to be very efficient and be able to support one another, especially during times of crisis. And I can't overemphasize the need for communication, especially in a crisis. Having that mechanism to send out facts, correct misunderstandings, bring the updated knowledge. And some of this was a day-to-day communication time. We were meeting as a leadership team within Stanley every day, understanding what do we know now, state to state, what do we see for cases, what do we see for issues throughout the world, and how are we addressing it. And then we could establish that communication channel through our own teams. So it was company-wide. It was just incredible approach. And knowing you had the right people in place that could then bring that message forward to the entire team was extremely helpful. I've been proud of the entire group.
So let's ask the final real question is about the future of Stanley Healthcare. And talk about, you've gone through this now. Who knows how we emerge? Where do you see your business being and society and the caregivers you're working with being, say, over the next year?
I think this next year will be all about rebuilding confidence and trust so that people feel confident to go to healthcare facilities. They're confident to go into senior centers and be able to interact. We think that is going to be the largest need, especially now and continuing through the rest of this year. And we're going to continue to advance our technology to bring those solutions so that we can get people into facilities with confidence and outside of healthcare, apply those technologies so that people can get back to work. People can open up their place of establishment with confidence, knowing that they can keep people safe, they can keep their employees safe, and when people walk in, they feel safe.
And there you have it, Troy. A pleasure having you on the CEO show, and I really commend you on the important work that you're doing.
Robert, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.